Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court issues a great decision. Bottom line is, men do not have a legal right to compete against women. A good decision. We'll talk about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yes, it is a very good decision. It's very sad on one hand that this had to go all the way to the high court because you think it's just common sense, you know, keep the boys out of the women's sports. For all different reasons, but thankfully there were enough justices that said, yes, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah, so this is there's a number of quotes here. We're going to read some of them from some of the justices. This one is from Justice Clarence Thomas. The court correctly holds that neither Title IX nor the Equal Protection Clause prohibits states from offering sex-separated athletics. A man, listen to this, does not have a legal right to compete against women just because he believes that he is a woman.
He always has some great zingers in
You know, that's
cases.
A common sense quote.
I know.
Why is it so enjoyable to read common sense?
I know, but he's just always got zingers like, here it is, common sense. I have to repeat again, you know.
You know, and he says there, because, quote, gender dysphoria, close quote, is a mutable mental state.
Yes.
In other words, it is fluctuating.
You need to deal with your mental confusion.
Yeah. That is the object of psychiatric treatment.
Yep.
It does not resemble the immutable characteristics on the basis of which our precedents have applied heightened scrutiny, race, sex, or national origin. Instead, gender dysphoria resembles other characteristics on the basis of which legislatures may classify with a merely rational basis. He goes on to say, listen to this, men and boys with gender dysphoria are not women or girls, even if they believe that they are. Sex is an immutable biological characteristic. It is binary, and a man and a woman, boy and girl, are the terms that correspond to adults and children of each sex.
And all the women rise up and say, amen, okay? But the thing is, too, you know, they want to use this whole label of gender dysphoria, gender confusion. Well, honestly, a lot of them aren't confused. They just couldn't make it in the male sport, so they came over like the William guy in the swimming against Riley Gaines. He dates women, so he's not confused. He just wants to win, well, and so he went over to the women's swimming
team. The crazy thing is that if somebody has a mental disorder, which that's what it is. It is a mental disorder. They can call it they can call it gender dysphoria. It used to be called gender disorder.
They softened it up, I guess, a little,
LGBTQ people didn't like the word disorder, but that's what it was called.
That's what it is, right?
GID, gender identity disorder.
We just call it confusion.
And now they wanted this dysphoria. You have a difference of like a more softer approach. It's a mental disorder, by the way, and it should be addressed by psychological intervention. It is not normal, not natural for a boy or a girl to think that they identify as the opposite sex or as both sex or as neither sex or as who knows what. Maybe even a furry. It's just not natural. That is a mental disorder. It requires psychiatric intervention. So if you have somebody that has this psychiatric mental disorder, and now they think that they're a opposite sex, and it's typically boys wanting to enter into girls' sports or private spaces, you shouldn't legitimize the mental disorder. But then to your point, Holly, there are people who don't have that mental disorder. They really don't think every day when they wake up that they are the opposite sex. But in order to get advantage or for voyeuristic purposes, they want to say that they are just like this other person who has a mental disorder. And looking at them, if you don't have any objective reality, how can you say one is okay and one's not?
It's an excuse.
So now you have this person who simply wants to invade women's sports because they can't compete in men's sports. And now they become a, quote, woman athlete.
Well, now this case was actually two cases consolidated. One was regarding Idaho's Fairness in Women's Sports Act, and then the other one was West Virginia's 2021 Save Women's Sports Act, both of which protect the safety and opportunities of female athletes by banning biological males from female competitive sports teams at public schools and universities. And so we filed amicus brief to the high court stating that Title IX is based on sex, not gender identity or any other thing you think, and any interpretation otherwise that prioritizes protection for gender identity that could eliminate Title IX sex-based protections for women. That's why Title IX was established, to protect women. And then to think you can just go in there and erase them,
yeah, I know,
is wrong.
Well, and that's exactly what happens. You erase women. Women become invisible.
Right.
They become, you know, expendable. They become a non-entity because men now can pretend to be women. And if the law is going to legally, you know, legitimize that mental disorder, then women become nothing.
And
they are erased.
All the years they've worked to get scholarships and go to the Olympics and succeed, it goes out the window.
Which is why you would think these women's groups that are, you know, promoting women's rights and so forth would all rise up in unison and say, mm-hmm, this is nonsense. And you've had some, but not the majority.
Not
they've either
human,
been
yeah,
silent, or maybe they're just on the other side. But they should be outraged that men want to pretend to be a woman and actually then get able to be on the same podium as
yeah,
women.
It's really sad. And I've thought the same thing over and over, but I think they're so sold out by this whole LGBT agenda and they don't want to say anything opposite that, you know, they're a woman, but they think, well, we need to give men opportunities. No, you don't.
So the majority opinion says Title IX allows schools to provide separate women's and men's sports teams defined by biological sex. The advocates that brought the suit, this was West Virginia and Idaho, the court said they contend that if the states violated equal protection clause. So by the way, West Virginia was Title IX, which is the federal law, and Idaho was equal protection. So both cases were before the U.S. Supreme Court. So this one is talking about equal protection. They contend that the states violated equal protection by maintaining female sports teams for biological females. Again, we respectfully disagree. Based on all the above, the states argue, and we agree, that the interest in safety and competitive fairness are important for purposes of equal protection analysis, and the state's sex-based classification, limiting women and girls' sports to biological females, is substantially related to those interests. Therefore, schools may maintain women's and girls' sports for biological females. In other words, schools may determine eligibility for women's and girls' sports based on biological sex. You know, it's kind of ridiculous.
I know.
When you think about it, you think that we're so smart and we come to this place in time in 2026
where we have a hole in the road.
A Supreme Court decision actually say that there's a difference between men and women.
Guess what?
Therefore, you know, Title IX, what was that created for? It wasn't created for men who want to pretend to be women. The men already had their sports. The women are saying, hey, we want to have some equal sports opportunities. So Congress said, we agree with you. Let's pass Title IX and let's help the women. Women, biological women. Let's help them have equal opportunity in sports so you can't discriminate against them in sports. So if you're going to have a baseball team for men, you ought to have some kind of equivalent team for women. If you're going to have volleyball for men, you can have the equivalent for women. That gives them equal opportunity, and you don't discriminate against them and have only sports for men. It was created in 1972 for women. You never thought back then about, well, you know, maybe we want to create this for men who are mentally confused, who think they're women, and therefore they can pretend to be women and compete against and beat women.
Accommodate them for their mental confusion. I don't think so.
You know, and the idea of this variability of sex, it's not just a man who thinks erroneously that he wants to identify as a woman. When you start eliminating biological reality, there's no dividing line. There's no parameters. It's not only you can be a woman, you can be whatever you want, both, neither. You can be an animal. It doesn't matter. You take the lid off biological reality, and you have no standards anymore. It's a great decision. Liberty Counsel participated in this victory by filing a brief in this case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.